Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Careers Corner on Kaya Biz.
It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome to Kaya Biz as we officially kick off the second hour of the show with our focus on all things to do with careers. And Careers Corner is where we expand on the theme and conversations we've had throughout the month of October in order to make sure that you find yourself in a better position in terms of pursuing opportunities to advance your career. You might recall that earlier this month we've been speaking to Laura Pycroft. She is Laura Pycroft. She's our expert career coach as well as talent specialist who's been joining us and offering feedback on a myriad of themes. We picked up on making sure that you avoid some of the typical mistakes that you find on your CV, how to adequately prepare for an online interview, making sure that you also understand some of the questions that you can ask within an interview and not be left dumbfounded and not inquiring more about the job. And today we're going to share some of the basics of building a powerful professional brand. Yep, it's not just all based on your social media or just your LinkedIn profile, though that might play an influence, but of course making sure that there are certain principles that you abide by in order to make sure that your professional brand is not only admired but also respected within your sphere. Laura, welcome to the show again, and we're looking forward to hearing your thoughts and insight on this one.
Hey, Gugu, thank you for having me.
Indeed, quite excited. And a reminder to you as our listeners, if you happen to find yourself in the job market or have been struggling to build a professional professional brand, rather, feel free to reach out. You can dial 086-000-959 and we can address a few of the questions that many of you might have on this one. But Laura, I think first things first, when we talk about a brand, right, we often think about the products that we buy and use within our personal spaces. But a professional brand is something else that needs to be reviewed and fully understood. Help us understand that firstly. What is a professional brand before we get into the basics of how it can be built?
So a lot of people kind of immediately think when they hear a professional brand, it's how I appear, it's how I dress, or like you said, it's how I appear on social media. But it's not really only that. So whether or not you're doing something active about your professional brand, you innately just have one. Just because you're showing up in professional spaces, people are working with you, people are experiencing who you are and how you act, your brand is there just because you exist. So that's the first point, is that you always have one.
Mm-hmm.
The second point is that your professional brand is all about how people view who you are as a professional, what value you bring to the table, what value you can bring to them specifically, and also where are you going in your career. Your professional brand tells a story about where you're from, what you've experienced, what you do for people, and where you're going. So it's actually quite a lot of different levels and not really just, how you appear in the moment.
And I think it's also important for us to clarify that, as you say, it's about how you show up, it's about your professional brand and what you're known for. And this goes beyond the fancy job title and a very interesting company you might work for, right? Because so often we fall into that trap of asking each other, so what do you do? You slap out a fancy title and a well-established organization, people think that then that also helps to contribute to their brand. But helps us if it does.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually such a good point. What makes it tricky is that companies often encourage that as well, because they want you to identify with them as employers, right? Mm-hmm. So they often encourage you, especially early career professionals, they'll want you to take on their brand as your own brand. So, I come from this big consulting house, that's who I am, it's what I'm all about. But the good thing about that is that obviously a lot, there are some brands that carry bragging rights, whether or not it's deserved, they just do. The downside is that you can lose sight of who you are.
Yes.
So let's say, that company undergoes a restructure and you land up working for yourself or looking for employment elsewhere. You might find yourself wondering, who am I outside of this brand? Like, what's left if I'm not working at this place?
Mm.
And you really don't want to land up there. You want to build a solid sense of self and sense of your own value, whether or not you're working for a cool brand.
Exactly. That's important. And that tugs us, as you say, to start with self. And when you start with yourself, I guess it also starts off with you identifying values that are core to you and core to your beliefs. But help us understand how to establish that or how to evaluate it when we start to establish a professional brand.
So establishing having your values and, your belief system and what holds meaning for you, it can be quite a lengthy exercise. It sounds simpler than it actually is in reality, but it's very important because when you start with your values and knowing what they are, knowing what you stand for, it really helps you be authentic. It helps you get through difficult experiences. So, if you're navigating a difficult conversation or a difficult situation, your brand, who you are, can hold steady because you know what your own code of conduct is, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So try and think about, what is your sense of right and wrong? What gives you meaning in life? What are you passionate about? You can also turn it around and think, what are you really not passionate about? What sort of situations or people or things do you want to move away from that really clash with you? That kind of thinking exercise can help you establish your values. But normally people have to go back to it a couple times to kind of distill their value system. And your value system also evolves as you evolve as a professional, and it changes with different life stages as well.
That's important for us to know and to be comfortable with that change, right? Just in order to identify it properly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you don't have to kind of hold yourself to one set of values or priorities for your entire life. People change all the time. They change from job to job. They change from life stage to life stage. So it's all about knowing what feels authentic and worthwhile for you in the moment, and make sure you stick to that and don't let other people or businesses or peers or whatever dictate that for you.
Something else that's important is to understand exactly what it is that you want to be known for. For some, that might be easy. For others, it might be tricky. But how do we get this right?
Absolutely right. So we're talking about professional brand, I suppose, in this conversation. So it's important to remember that it's not only who are you as a person, which is awesome, but you have to add the next layer of that, which is what are you selling, quote unquote, to other people? Why do they want to engage with your brand? And this is where it becomes more like a company or a product brand, right? Mm-hmm. So why would they be following you or engaging with you or thinking about, keeping you in mind as a potential employee or promoting you or whatever? And that's where you start to ask yourself questions like, what are the areas you want to build expertise in? If you consider your knowledge, your skill set, or the knowledge or skills that you want to build, who would you be helping? Who would your potential customer be, even if it's a person or department inside the same business as you? And then how are you impacting people? What is the positive impact you bring or positive change that you bring to other people, to those customers, to those peers and colleagues, etc. You can also think about where you're going in your career. So what are your long-term goals? What are your professional goals? That kind of gives you a good idea of what your future value might be, because obviously the value that you give hopefully is increasing or changing over time. Mm-hmm. And you're not kind of sticking with the one thing. You always do need to be conscious of what are the people around you looking for and what are they going to be looking for in the future and how that might change.
And that's important, adapting to that change and making sure that you actually speak to them, and making sure that you speak to them means that you actually find the market or the clients that you're trying to serve where they are, right? And we often hear that marketing of businesses is important, but how does one market a personal brand, and how do you do so, I guess, in terms of platforms or channels to adequately speak to the people you'd like to address?
So you can segment it up into the different areas, like you say, platforms or channels where you are showing up as a professional. So the first one people generally think of is social media. So that's like LinkedIn and whatever other platform you enjoy. Like for me, it's Instagram. For other people, it's Twitter. Not often Facebook, but sometimes, depending on what kind of work you do. There's also places that you physically show up. So within your employer, your professional brand plays a huge role. How you show up for other people, how you speak about yourself, how other people speak about you is a big thing that's impacted by your professional brand and the way that you manage it. There's also general social circles, so industry circles, academic forums if you're involved in them, networking circles if you're involved in events like that. So you need to separate it out into the different areas. Anywhere where you show up as a professional, that is an opportunity to build your brand.
Yeah, and represent yourself accordingly. That is so important. If you've just joined our conversation, we are speaking to Laura Pycroft. She's an expert career coach as well as a talent specialist. She's been our guest for the last 4 weeks to reflect on how best we can reestablish and grow our careers, right? From the basics of making sure that you review your CV and avoid some of the typical mistakes and errors that might exist there, making sure that you adequately prepared for questions that you are able to ask in an interview, and of course, even preparing for the world of virtual interviews, right? As that's typically how interviews or job seekers have often been interacted with or interacting with when it comes to their potential employers. But this evening, we're talking about building a professional brand. And many of you might be keen to join in on this conversation, as you might have questions about how to do that adequately, how to make sure that you differentiate yourself in the professional space that you're in. How do you speak to the target audience and target clients that you'd like to address? And of course, making sure that you appeal and appear with a great sense of authenticity and authority, which is really required. We've touched on making sure that you speak to your potential clients on the right platforms, that you have a focus on what it is that you want to be known for, develop deep expertise, knowledge, and a skill set in that particular regard. But starting off with your individual values before just benefiting off of the job title you have or on the company that you actually might work for. But Laura, we're well aware that our careers probably last, 40 years? Maybe even longer now, because we advance and shift into different careers and are even living for longer. And this actually speaks to how it is that we need to plan to make sure that this can be a consistent and sustained professional brand that one is able to build. So how do we make sure that whatever we plan and identify on paper does follow through into adequate action?
Yeah, so I think, as with most things, start small. Don't go full-blown every social media platform, every channel at once, because you'll burn out and you probably won't be able to put adequate focus and effort into everything at the same time. So my advice is pick one or two channels. So you can pick one at work. So I want to show up more in meetings or show up more with a particular group of influential stakeholders at work. And you can pick a second one, which could be social or online, like LinkedIn, and say, well, let me try post once a week and make sure that it's relevant to my expertise and my passions and values. And I'm also interacting at least once a week with people in my space on LinkedIn. And you can set yourself that goal. And my second, I think maybe even more important piece of advice is be consistent. So if you've set yourself that goal, you need to show up, and for, 3 months, 6 months, a year, you need to do that every week. And that is what builds a reliable and consistent brand that people will keep coming back to. And it makes it easier on you as well, because it becomes easier and easier over time.
And I'm assuming these are like practical steps, if whether it's posting on LinkedIn, whether it's posting on social media platforms to become an authoritative voice in a particular sphere, or even writing thought leadership articles. Is there a wide variety of options that might be available to individuals who might, from engineers to medical professionals to content creators?
Absolutely. So I think this is from my own experience, and I give this advice as well, is make sure you don't have to worry so much about creating things that are original and mind-blowing. Make sure that you are giving opinions and thought pieces or whatever kind of content it is that is unique to you and authentic to you. If you believe in it, if you believe it gives value and you can see that people are enjoying it and receiving benefit from it, if it's knowledge, if it's help, whatever it is, information, then that is going to move you forward. I think once you start falling into the trap of, posting popular stuff, I don't know how familiar you are with LinkedIn, but there's certain accounts that just post trash constantly and it clogs up your feed. Copying that kind of thing, I think, is going to land you in trouble and just tired and frustrated. So try to be true to yourself and give people value. And that's what really moves you forward in terms of content. And after that, it doesn't matter if you've written it yourself or just shared an opinion on somebody else's work, whatever it is, if you believe it gives value, that's what counts.
Definitely. Give value, and that is actually what does count. And that's a very important narrative that you also posted about some accounts being known for the wrong thing, right? There's certain bad habits or branding bad habits that we should ensure that we avoid. What are some of those?
Yeah. So like you say, posting, sharing, circulating information that is false or damaging or useless or tiring to people, anything negative, don't do that. obviously anything that falls into the unethical bracket. So I would hope that people wouldn't do this anyway, but anything posting that's inappropriate, harmful, discriminatory, bigoted, you know, don't do that. It's wrong. It's wrong by any standard. Anything that's dishonest, manipulative, bullying, anything that harms people, don't do that either. Anything that's obviously unlawful, either on social media or in your work environment, don't do that. It's wrong. And then secondly, actions that undermine you as a professional. So let's say you're trying to put out this brand of being reliable, an expert, a specialist. Don't then fail to deliver on what your brand is promising. You need to be a specialist. You need to work hard. You need to respect others, you know, time, effort, boundaries. And you need to perform and back up what you're saying about yourself. So I think the failure is when people only have a fancy brand and nothing underneath the surface. You need to have both substance and the brand on top of that.
Exactly. Interesting one. How do you measure this? Because if I have to ask all my friends, hey, how am I doing? Some might be honest. Some will be, you know, very careful and wary of protecting my feelings. But I guess the question I'm asking is, how do you measure the success of how you've built a professional brand? And what are the easy ways to evaluate this?
That's a good question. So I think there's some sort of benchmarks that you will begin to notice. So if people refer you to other people, if people feel confident giving your name as a referral, that's a huge indicator that your brand is doing well, because obviously they're staking some of their own relationship on that referral. If people call you back for work, or if people come to you with questions about your area of expertise, about the thing that you've been posting about and talking about and everything, that's a big indicator that people are starting to believe more in you, in your brand. Mm. And obviously, probably one of the biggest ones is if you get headhunted for the kind of work that you are putting out your brand within.
Awesome. Yep. Always a good measure there. Well, we've really touched on quite a few themes here, Laura, and really appreciate the feedback that you've given us. So much so that many people have been taking notes and actively participating in making sure that they too are able to build their professional brands. Making sure you avoid the typical mistakes of dishonesty, manipulation and bullying. And of course, all things take time, right? So be mindful of putting in the work, putting in the hours of making sure that you are able to craft the authority and the space that you'd like to focus in. Laura, thank you so much. It's been an amazing couple of weeks engaging with you as our monthly career coach, helping us unpack a wide variety of themes. And I think as we do wrap up, though, just before we get your contact details for people to find you and seek for more of your assistance, I'm keen for you as someone who's a career coach to help us just understand, you know, where we are as South Africans. Are we finding that there's still a lot of pressure on people in terms of job hunting, anxiety levels, and a lack of clarity? And I guess how we can make sure that by speaking to career coaches like yourself, that there's we're able to minimize those distractions and hone in to the focus.
I think South Africa's in an interesting place. I actually saw an article earlier today that was saying we're expecting a lot of resignations, actually, because of the changing work environment and people's different expectations now that aren't being met. But personally, I'm seeing a lot of hiring. I'm seeing a lot of movement in certain spaces. But yeah, people are still stressed. They just still do want job security. I think where a career coach comes in handy is when you need to solve a problem that relates to, you know, direction. Where am I going? What problem am I trying to solve? What do I do now? What do I do next? Career coaches are great at helping you think through that. Yeah, the key to understand is that career coaches don't solve your problems for you. They help you figure out a plan. So you do have to come to the table and put in a lot of work. If you don't have time or energy to do that, a career coaching experience might be a bit of a waste of money, or rather save your money until you do have that time or energy to put in the work.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Laura. And a gentle reminder of where we can find you. I know you're on Instagram, where you've been incredibly busy assisting many clients and people out. But where else can we find you?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, Instagram is at careers_with_Laura. And you can also find me on my site, which is www.laurapycroft.com. And you can also check me out on LinkedIn and follow me there, where I am under Laura Pycroft.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time as always, Laura. Really appreciate the guidance that you've shared with us. Tips on how to build a powerful professional brand if you want to be an authority in the space that you operate in. And the beauty about the world of technology and social media, truth is you can be a professional brand in any space, whether you're in engineering, in property development, right through to the world of media, medical, and many other sectors and spheres we've seen. There is an opportunity for you to build a professional brand. Takes time. Takes being an authority, authenticity, and of course, making sure that you avoid some of the major pitfalls and speaking to the market that you'd like to appeal to. That was my guest this evening and for the month of October as our career coach and talent specialist, Laura Pycroft.
Careers Corner on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.